And in sports, down 5-4, and with runners on second and third and two outs in the top of the seventh inning, eighth grader Brett Sears looped the game-winning 2-RBI single down the left field line to propel the Harlan Cyclones to a 6-5 come-from-behind win over number 2 seed Pella in the 3A high school baseball semifinals on Thursday afternoon. Pella concluded their season at 34-5. It was their second state tournament appearance in school history and first since 1997. Number 3 seed Harlan advances to the championship game against number 1 seed Waverly Shellrock, and that championship is set for this evening at 5 o'clock at Principal Park in Des Moines. And in the other Class 3A semifinal Friday, it was Waverly Shellrock over Boone, 12-2. Waverly Shellrock advances to take on Harlan this evening. In Class 4A, Southeast Polk was a 14-10 winner over Waukee. Iowa City West beat Cedar Rapids Kennedy in the semifinals, 5-2. The championship games are all set for today then at 11 o'clock. Today in Class 1A, it'll be Mason City Newman Catholic at 38-4 on the season, taking on a 35-3 Pleasantville team. In Class 2A at 1:30, Waterloo Columbus Catholic, which is a 32-5 on the season, will play a 29-11 Clear Lake team. At 5 o'clock, it'll be Waverly Shellrock taking on Harlan. As I mentioned, Waverly Shellrock is 34-4 on the season. Harlan is 28-7. And wrapping up the state baseball tournament in Des Moines this evening at 7:30 in Class 4A, it'll be a 32-13 Southeast Polk team taking on Iowa City West, which is 34-11 on the season. In racing news, Kenny Wallace has made more starts in NASCAR's second-tier circuit than anyone, yet he's arguably known more for his TV work than his driving. Wallace is set for one last weekend in the spotlight before retiring from NASCAR as a driver. Wallace will make his 547th and final NASCAR Infinity start tonight at Iowa Speedway. And Iowa has become known as a showcase for NASCAR's youngest drivers, but the attention will be focused on the 51-year-old Wallace, who's the brother of racetrack designer and Hall of Famer Rusty Wallace. Kyle Busch will start from the pole for Sunday's Sprint Cup event at the Pocono Raceway as he seeks his fourth consecutive victory. He's trying to become the first Cup driver since Jimmy Johnson in 2007 to win four straight races. Busch missed the first 11 races of the season with a broken right leg and left foot. He returned in late May and has won three consecutive Sprint Cup Series races in four of the last five. Kevin Harvick was second in yesterday's qualifying, followed by Joey Logano, Austin Dillon, and Tony Stewart. In NFL news, Chiefs linebacker Derek Johnson and defensive tackle Mike DeVito, both coming back from season-ending injuries, were among the veterans who reported to training camp on Friday. That's generally a loathsome period for the veterans, with insufferable practices and heat, often topping triple digits. But Johnson and DeVito wore broad grins on their faces as they ambled up the pathway to Scanlon Hall at Missouri Western University. Johnson's season ended before halftime of last season's opener when he ruptured his Achilles tendon with nobody near him. He remains 15 tackles away from breaking the franchise record. Eight plays later, DeVito went down with the same injury at nearly the same spot on the field. And without him on the line, the Chiefs struggled all season to defend the run. The NFL and Players Union say they want a New York judge to resolve their dispute over Tom Brady's suspension by September 4th. The league and union filed a joint letter in U.S. District Court proposing a ruling by that date to settle Brady's lawsuit against the league seeking to have his four-game suspension overturned. The union did not seek a court order that would allow the New England Patriots quarterback to play while the court case dragged on. A federal judge handling Brady's attempt to overturn his four-game suspension strongly suggested that the New England and quarterback and NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell appear in court on August 12th and 19th. Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson has worked out a contract extension after guiding the team to back-to-back Super Bowl appearances. Wilson is locked up in Seattle for the prime of his career after signing an $87.6 million four-year extension on Friday. That includes a $31 million signing bonus. Both sides had set a Friday deadline to complete the deal. Wilson threw for 3,475 yards, 20 touchdowns, and just 7 interceptions last year. In golf news, Ryo Ishikawa owns a one-stroke lead over Ricky Fowler and Kevin Chappelle through two rounds of the PGA's Quicken Loans Nationals near Washington, D.C. Ishikawa followed Thursday's 8-under-63 with a 68 that leaves him 11-under. He's completed his back nine with three straight birdies and four in his final six holes. David Lingmerth is alone in third at -9, while tournament host Tiger Woods is among nine players at 8-under. Tom Lehman has opened the 3M Championship with an 8-under-64 to grab a three-stroke lead over Grant Waite, Scott Dunlap, and P.H. Horgan III in the Champions Tour event. Lehman had two birdies and an eagle in an early three-hole stretch, added a birdie in the par fourth ninth, and closed to three more birdies at the TPC Twin Cities. It was his lowest score since November of 2012. In LPGA news, Suzanne Pedersen has the 36-hole lead at the Women's British Open. She shot a 3-under-69 to finish the first 36 holes at 7-under. Teresa Liu, Soo Young Ru, Jinyoung Ko, and Ludia Ko are two shots off the pace. Michelle Wee withdrew from the event 13 holes into her second round after aggravating her left ankle injury. Wee was 10 over par for the round. That's a look at sports this morning, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.